the All Arizona Daily Download. Daily Download.
The top five local stories of the day.
Now. Five.
Election plagued by computer glitches.
Yeah, I mean, I wake up, I start listening to KTAR this morning, and I'm hearing some people couldn't vote. And I'm like, wait a second. I hope this isn't, you know, 2016 in Arizona all over again. Adrian Fontes, Maricopa County Recorder, joined Bruce and Pamela today.
Did we get caught a little bit by surprise and a little bit flat-footed? Yes. Is it a big negative for voters? Unfortunately for some voters, yes. And that's why we're talking about this and hoping that we can get to 100% before the end of the day.
And I think that's one thing that we'll concentrate on today, Mac. If they had problems in the morning, okay, now it's 2:06. Are you going to be ready for the surge of people after they leave work and go vote?
Well, you asked earlier if this is another indication of 2016. Mm-hmm. That was a shortage of people and places.
Yeah, and a shortage of poll places and people.
Right. This is a computer issue, and stuff wasn't either turned on or wasn't installed correctly. From what we understand, they may ask that the court may allow the voting places to be open until later in the evening.
I'm seeing 7.
Well, that's when they close. Keep it open until 9.
Keep it open past 7.
Yeah,
is
past
what
7 o'clock.
You're right.
So it may be we may not know until next morning who's actually won.
Mm.
4.
Who does Jeff Flake want sitting in his seat?
Okay, so that's one of the decisions that people and voters will make, at least on the Republican side today. Jeff Flake?
Yeah, I think McSally will win. I hope she does. That's the only shot that obviously Republicans have to hold onto the seat. But it's even difficult then.
And wow, did you hear that?
I was just going to say.
Oh, okay. Did you hear that last part?
Because Kyrsten Sinema is a favorite.
Yeah.
But there's no guarantee that she would win. But I would say that, you know, after today, when we find out Martha McSally punished the two zeros that she's running against.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be Martha McSally and Kyrsten Sinema. All right, let's talk about one of the zeros, Joe Arpaio. Oh, this guy's running. He'll finish third. Did you hear what he said?
Do you think John McCain was a patriot?
Yes.
No brainer, right?
Yeah.
A hero?
Hello?
That's hard for me to answer.
What?
You know why? Because I never had a hero in my life until several months ago I woke up.
Oh, no.
And after 75 years...
No.
I found my hero.
No.
You know who that person is?
No, don't say it.
Donald Trump.
That's your hero? That's who you're attaching your wagon to? That star? Really?
Good luck today, Joe Arpaio.
3.
The number 3 story on the All Arizona Daily Download. Bishop O'Brien is dead.
And that's about the only good thing we can talk about with this guy. The Bishop Emeritus of the Catholic Diocese of Phoenix died early Sunday. We haven't been really able to talk about it. If you're not familiar, I know, Gatos, you're more familiar with this than I am.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, on top of everything else that he did wrong, actually tried to hide and get out of a fatal hit-and-run accident.
Well, I mean, he did a lot wrong. There's no question about it. He admitted to being made aware that there was abuse claims in the church, and he transferred the accused priest to different places and didn't tell anybody. So he knew that somebody was raping a kid, and what Bishop Thomas O'Brien did was transfer that priest, not turn him in. This is a horrible, horrible individual. I know it's not very nice to speak badly of the dead, but I don't care. He was a terrible man.
He tried to say he hit somebody and thought it was an animal. It was like a 300-pound man who made an indentation in his car.
It was a huge human being that he ran over, and he said it was a big cat. Now
he tried to hide the car, too, right?
Yes, he did. And he didn't get out of his car to give last rites
to
the guy he killed.
Right.
So
tried to hide it, and he was arrested.
He was a stain on Arizona. Mm.
McCain's ideal Senate successor.
Yeah, that's
say that
hard.
3 times.
I know. I'm not
hard.
Saying it 3
Senate
times.
Successor.
Successor in the Senate.
One former staffer said it would be Latina. It should be a Hispanic woman as his successor. Now I don't know I don't know who that would be off the top of my head, but it's an interesting comment from a former staff member.
Okay.
When I think of the names that could succeed John McCain,
yeah.
I don't think of a Hispanic woman.
I'll run through the names. Cindy McCain, white. Kirk Adams, Ducey's chief of staff. I think he's white.
Yeah.
Barbara Barrett, white. John Kyle, former U.S. Senator, white. Matt Salmon, former congressman, white. John Shadegg, former congressman, white. I don't know. Doug Ducey's got a big decision that he's got to make. He's got to make Trump happy, and he's got to make Arizona happy.
Because he wants to be reelected.
Correct.
He can't go out on a limb or go too far off center because then, well, you're going to tick off the Trump voters or you're going to tick off some Arizona voters.
That is correct. I said yesterday that my dark horse is Jeff Flake.
Right.
Have Jeff Flake, who couldn't win re-election now in this day and age, have him fight the good fight for the next couple of years for John
McCain.
But
then you'd alienate a lot of voters who think that Jeff Flake shouldn't be re-elected.
One.
A good report for Mesa Police.
Yeah, no charges have been filed against the Mesa police officers who were caught in a video beating and kneeing a man in the groin and then handcuffing him. We talked about this earlier this year, I think in June. The incident happened on May 23rd when police responded to a call from a woman who said her ex-boyfriend was trying to break into her apartment. They found a man who was helping a neighbor get something from the apartment. The man who was accused of breaking and entering was sitting down. It was the other guy that refused to comply.
The one guy said, okay, I'm caught. I'm going to comply. No problem. The other guy wouldn't look at the police that surrounded him.
Wouldn't get off his phone, I think.
Had his phone out. And also, they were about three or four stories up in a parking garage, which is a very dangerous place to be. If you get in a scuffle, somebody could go over and fall all the way down. So what the Mesa police did was they basically knocked him out.
They punched him until he was unconscious.
And it was ugly. But again, from the start, I said, I don't think the police officer did anything wrong except the final punch when he was already going down. I think that's the only thing the Mesa police did wrong, but I am glad that no criminal charges are warranted against the Mesa police officers. I think they've gotten a terrible rap this summer, and they don't deserve it. I think they're doing a great job.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea with no mask, no hose, no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.
Today is primary election day in Arizona. Where's your little sticky? Where's your sticker?
I couldn't vote.
Oh, when it comes
they
to voting.
Me away.
No,
when we
it
know who you are.
When it comes to voting. In today's primary, are we seeing a repeat of the 2016 disaster right here in Arizona? That's in a second.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, Mac and Gatos pay tribute to a teacher. It's back. We recognize Arizona's top teachers every month with a $1,000 check. Text the word teacher to 411923. We're accepting nominations, and pretty soon we'll be going to another school once again this year. Mac and Gatos pay tribute to a teacher. Text the word teacher to 411923.
All right. You know what's pretty interesting is that two Valley sports legends are going to be pallbearers at John McCain's funeral in Arizona.
Yeah.
Luis Gonzalez, he'll join us at 2:30.
D-backs.
Shane Doan, he'll join us at 3:30.
From the Coyotes.
What does it mean to these two gentlemen that they were chosen to be a pallbearer for John McCain? We're going to speak to both of those Valley legends at 2:30 and then at 3:30. So
I don't see a little voting sticker on your knit top either. So
well, you know why? If mine is different than yours, I don't vote.
Is that it?
I don't need a sticker on my shirt telling everybody I did what was right. And you know,
right. You don't need to proclaim what you've done.
Yeah.
I don't have a sticker because I'm smart. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but a lot of people are going to hate me for saying this.
Yeah.
If you don't do what the easiest, most no-brainer thing is to do...
And vote for...
Oh,
sorry. I thought you were talking about specific elections.
No. Mail in your ballot. Yep. You don't get these results if you just mail in your ballot. I'm not calling you stupid. I'm just saying people that are, I can't believe... Mail in your ballot and you won't have a problem.
So Mac is calling all of you people who went to vote in person stupid.
You didn't use the mail-in offer.
What were the problems at the polls this morning? Today is primary election day in Arizona.
Right.
What exactly were the problems? Apparently, some places decided, well, we don't need to turn on the computers.
So they arrive at the polling places. The polling people there go, you can't vote here.
Right.
We haven't even plugged the machine in.
That is correct.
And when they refer to the machines, they're talking about computers. But again, you get what you get if you don't use the old, you know, mail system.
But that's not fair, because that is not the fault of an Arizona voter who wants to go to a poll and vote. When
no,
they want to go to a poll and
fool
vote,
me once,
they should be
shame
able to go
on
and,
me.
But,
fool me twice.
But they should be able to go to a poll and have the computers working.
Look, all I'm saying is, with the past couple of elections, if you decide that you're still going to go out and be among the masses and you're going to vote at a place and and all that stuff, if look, I'll never vote in another polling place again. The mail system is so easy. And when you walk into a place and they say, we haven't even plugged in the system.
Right.
I can't count on you next time. There's no way I'm going to count on you next time. I will choose the most efficient, easiest way for me to vote, and that's by mail.
But
period.
But you're missing the point. If you vote by mail, you don't get a fun little sticker.
That's the point. Then why doesn't, I'll tell you what, Michelle Reagan should just buy stickers for everybody in Arizona over the 18 who are registered and just mail them with your mail-in ballot. I get a sticker.
So,
it's a Shopkin sticker.
So the equipment wasn't turned on, all right?
At certain places.
Yeah, we've gotten calls into the KTAR newsroom. We've gotten emails.
Yeah, and I've told them, why didn't you vote by mail?
The sticker,
and
man.
They hang up on it.
They want the sticker.
All right.
One caller said, I went to a polling location, and the voting computers were delivered, but they weren't set up.
That's what I'm talking about.
We've got reports from Chandler and Mesa, Scottsdale, Phoenix. There was a Levine woman who went to three different polling places. And I don't know if she could finally vote. I'm guessing that she could finally vote. But no one should have to go to three polling places unless you're hoarding stickers.
Which is on them.
Adrian Fontes is going to join us later. Like, he's in charge of all this stuff.
Yeah,
right?
He's in charge of the actual voting procedure in Arizona.
He joined Bruce and Pamela today.
I am absolutely not happy that some voters don't feel like they've been served properly. That's not why I got elected, and that's not the service that we want to be providing to our voters.
All right. What caught him off guard? Because this is what I was kind of surprised about.
Did we get caught a little bit by surprise and a little bit flat-footed? Yes. Is it a big negative for voters? Unfortunately for some voters, yes. And that's why we are talking about this and hoping that we can get to 100% before the end of the day.
See, here's the bottom line. It almost, to me, doesn't matter what went wrong. It's just the optics of it. We went through this big mess in 2016.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
No. You had the presidential
preference primary?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? The three Ps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had that thing.
And that was, they didn't plan for the turnout, so people were waiting in line like 2-3 hours,
right.
And they're like, hey, I'm on my lunch break. I got to go back to work.
Remember, we were taking calls from people who were ordering pizza pie.
Right.
And they
line.
Were in line. They
in
were
line.
5 hours in line, and they said, yeah, screw it. I'm going
right.
home. The problem with that was you're right. They had like 60 polling places open and not 200 like normal.
Right.
They didn't have enough volunteers. So that one seems different. But
well,
still,
this is different that
this is different.
Your computer's not plugged in.
Well, and
it's
and,
not set up.
And they had to retrain people
yeah.
last night. Why are you training anybody a couple hours before the polls open?
Look,
I don't get it.
The Arizona Cardinals do not hold training camp. the week before the season begins.
That is true because I've seen the preseason games.
That's right.
Yes.
They train and train and train. Fire department don't just sit around all day and not do anything and then say, well, let's get ready for a fire.
Yeah.
They train.
Yeah. You think Mac and Gato show up at 2 o'clock? Heck no.
A lot of you do. But
a lot of you do, and you're wrong.
At least 4 polling places, the locations are actually closed. And now what we understand, Michelle Reagan has asked the gentleman, I forget his name, what is it, Fontes, to let the polls stay open past 7 p.m.
Adrian
this
Fontes.
This should have never have happened.
Adrian Fontes, Maricopa County Recorder. He's going to join us today.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think what we've got to figure out is, are you ready for the surge later today? Are you ready for the surge of people who, when they leave their, you know, their place of work, and they want to get a sticker?
Yep.
What?
Or is it going to be more places are going to close?
What if they run out of stickers? Does your vote still count?
Well, then Arizona's just cast into bedlam, isn't it? It's just total chaos.
I think it is.
Right. There's a coup.
What does the sticker actually have on it? Is it American flag?
American flag and I voted.
Right. It doesn't have Trump's face on it.
No.
Okay.
No. It's a big T, a big gold T.
A big gold T.
Yeah. No, it doesn't have
a big picture
American
of Trump
flag.
Towers?
Yeah.
A big hand?
I would have a hand.
Good big hand.
Oh.
I'm just saying, okay, well, listen, you know.
Maybe people would want a sticker with a big finger on it if they voted against Trump, maybe. I don't
know. Maybe that's true.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll be here throughout the day. Hopefully, as you said, it's not going to be total and complete bedlam.
Yeah, and we'll tell you if the court order says polls will stay open later tonight.
All right. Coming up next, retired Diamondbacks World Series champion Luis Gonzalez. He's going to be a pallbearer at John McCain's funeral. He's going to join us live next. We're going to ask Gonzo what it means to him that he's been asked to do this. Stick around.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, coming up, World Series champion Luis Gonzalez will join us from the D-backs. He'll be a pallbearer at John McCain's funeral. What does that mean to an individual to be a pallbearer at John McCain's funeral? Wow, what an honor.
What an unexpected honor, too, I would assume.
Gonzo's going to join us here in a few minutes.
Yeah. Have you ever been a pallbearer?
No.
I haven't either. Mm-hmm. It's a very few select group of people, and it means a lot. It really does mean a lot. So we'll ask Gonzo what it means to him.
Shane Doan is also going to be a pallbearer. He's going to join us at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's get back to the election. Arizona votes. Today is the primary election in Arizona.
And question. We warned you. We warned you about this.
Could a pervert, a serial speeder, and a racist all get reelected?
Yes. That's the
short
answer.
Well, don't say yes.
Well, it could happen.
Why would you say yes?
There's a possibility that a pervert, a serial speeder, and what else was it? Pervert, serial speeder, and somebody else could be elected. Absolutely.
Okay. You want to go over the first guy?
Oh yeah,
Don Shooter expelled over sexual harassment.
Now you remember this wasn't even a year ago. We talked about this earlier this year. He got fired from his job as a member of the Capitol gang, if you will, an elected official, because of how he treated women, okay? So he was booted, and then we found out like a week or so later, hey, he could totally run again and have the same position, and darn if he isn't running again for the same district, and I got a sneaky feeling he's going to be reelected, which is sad.
Well, again, if he does win in Yuma, where he doesn't really live.
Right.
Okay, if he does win... He's got to go through until November to see if he actually gets back in the state capitol.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
fair point.
So let's write this down.
He's got a shot at getting his job back.
All right, Mac, you say he's going to win.
Yeah.
All right, I think he's going to lose
the primary or the full election.
I think the primary. So I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say he's going to lose.
Okay.
I think that Yuma. I have more
faith in humans.
I think you
get it, humans.
Humans. I kind of like
that.
Yeah, yeah. I do. Because here's the thing. You had a guy who was harassing women, and he basically got fired for it. He got fired by his own peers.
56-3.
If you are in Yuma and you know this happened and you choose not to believe it. I don't know what to say about you.
But do you know who the farmer is? Do you know who the management consultant is that is running against us? See, again, we've seen this before. Bill Clinton, we've seen it with other elected officials, that we know who these people are, and yet people still vote for them.
Mac and Gato's trying to answer the question, could a pervert, a serial speeder, and a racist all get reelected in Arizona?
Okay.
We've gone through Don Shooter. Mac's got him winning the primary. I am hopeful that he loses, so I'm going to have him in the L column. And we'll review this tomorrow and grade each other, and I'll go 100% as I always do, and you'll get them all wrong.
Okay. Done. Wait a minute.
Paul Mosley.
All right, Paul Mosley is the representative from Lake Havasu City. He's running for re-election, but he's been widely, I guess, exposed as the guy who liked to, brag how he could not only break the speed limit, but break the sound barrier on Arizona highways at the same time.
Yeah. He's got three opponents in the GOP contest for the district's two House seats. So the only name recognition this guy has is
outside of his district, you mean?
Yeah, and even in his district, because you never really know. Okay. You could just vote for somebody. Well, if you're a Republican, maybe you just vote for the R. If you're a Democrat, maybe you just vote for the D. But, you know, he's known now for thumbing his nose at the police. He's known now for using that immunity to get out of getting a ticket.
Which Doug Ducey then took away.
Correct. Paul Mosley, serial speeder. Mac, win or loss today?
He will win as well.
Okay, I'm going to go with a loss. You know why? People don't like other people who feel they're above the law and they're better than you.
And it also came out how he talked about women and women's rights as well, but he wasn't booted from he wasn't booted from his job.
Mosley apologized on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't count.
Right. Right.
All right. We're trying to answer the question of could a pervert, a serial speeder, and a racist all get reelected? Let's go to the racist, Mac.
David Stringer. He was caught on camera at some meeting talking about that there aren't enough white kids, so more minority children learn to assimilate into America and into Arizona.
There are not enough white kids in school.
Right. So he has a good shot of, again, running and getting reelected. And I'm going to say he's got a good shot, too. And this is nothing against the people of Prescott. He is in a district that knew who this guy was and elected him anyway. And he's just spouting the same crapulence that got him elected before, except now he's been exposed.
Mac, is he win or lose?
He's winning.
I think he wins.
Yep.
Do we cover everybody?
Well, there's a couple people don't know about, like Tim Jeffries.
I don't know.
He's the one that was stockpiling, munitions under the state capitol or something like that.
Oh, geez.
He got fired as the DES director. Why do you have 8,000 bullets? Because I can.
He's running for office?
Yeah, he was fired as director of the state of Department of Economic Security.
He's not on my list, though, of perverts, serial speeders, and racists.
No. Right.
Okay.
He could just be ne'er-do-well. I mean, you could just categorize him as that. So, but these people have a darn good, and unfortunately,
don't use these people. That's racist.
These people are racist? Okay. I can't say these fine, upstanding individuals because that would just be flat out a lie.
All right. Let's run through a couple other ones. Doug Ducey obviously wins against Ken Bennett, right?
Doug Ducey has not been caught up in any scandal. He's balanced the budget, and he solved not the entire problem, but he had a plan read for Ed. He responded. I don't know how he loses.
He won't. Martha McSally, Kelly Psycho Ward, she's the most horrible individual I've ever seen in my entire life.
And
she's
what
total
she did,
sewage.
What she did
she
over the
sewage.
Weekend,
yeah.
How you could vote with a clear conscience for that woman,
yeah.
I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
I don't blame you.
But
and Joe Arpaio, by the way, better candidate
didn't even
than
show up.
Kelly Psycho Ward, by the way, if you ask me. This is an easy one. McSally wins by at least 20 points.
And so does Kyrsten Sinema on the other side.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, Luis Gonzalez is going to join us, retired Diamondbacks World Series champion. He will be a pallbearer at John McCain's funeral. And we're going to ask Gonzo, what does that mean to him? Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News. KTAR News. 92.3 FM.
John McCain will be laid to rest this week. He will obviously have a funeral in Arizona. And a lot of big speakers are coming out. Joe Biden is coming out. Grant Woods is going to speak. I thought it was interesting yesterday that...
Joe Biden's coming to Arizona.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
Big-time sports figures have been asked by John McCain to be pallbearers.
Yeah, we found that out yesterday.
Yeah. John McCain was a huge sports fan. And one of the pallbearers is Luis Gonzalez, retired Diamondback, World Series champion. He's going to be a pallbearer. And Gonzo joins us right now on KTAR. Gonzo, nice to have you on the show. Mac and Gatos, how are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me, guys.
So can you put it into perspective of how honored are you that the senator from Arizona, John McCain, has asked you to be a pallbearer?
I was blown away, to be honest with you. A few months back, one of his representatives had called me and asked if I would consider being a pallbearer for Mr. McCain's funeral. And I was, first of all, I was shocked. And secondly, I was honored at the same time. And I told them I didn't know how to react to it. I said it's an incredible honor. But at the same time, it's hard to fathom that, what, you know, while he's still alive and, you know, being Senator McCain, you know?
Yeah. So what did you tell them at that time?
I absolutely. I mean, it was an honor. I mean, Senator McCain and myself have known each other for a while since I've been here in Arizona. Huge sports fan. He came to a lot of games, spent a lot of time here. And I think that's one of the reasons, too, that a lot of people in Arizona relate to him, not just the political aspects of it, but as far as him just being a normal guy in the community and in the state. He was that guy. He never sat up in a suite or anything like that. He sat amongst everybody else out in the, you know, in the stands, whether it was baseball or football or hockey, whatever. And he loved his sports. He would come down and talk to you about his scouting report in certain situations and things like that, and who's in a slump, who's playing well, and then he'd tell you about guys on the other team that, you know, who he liked and who he didn't like. So it was, you know, he was a unique character to have around.
Luis Gonzalez, Diamondbacks great, World Series champion. McCain ever give you any hitting tips, Gonzo?
Yeah, the hitting tip was always to go up there and hit.
Make sure you go up and just hit.
Right.
You know what? What was so great about him is he had a sense of humor about him, but it was a sarcastic sense of humor if you knew him that well.
Right.
He was always joking around, and when it came time to work or to be serious, he has that side of him. But when, he's a winner. I mean, this guy... He was a fan, but at the same time, he wanted you to go out there and compete and win. And I think that's what made him such a unique person, that he was larger than life to a lot of us. Every time he came down, everybody wanted to be around him. Everybody wanted to shake his hand, take a picture with him. And when you're a man of that stature, it's pretty cool to have known someone like Senator McCain.
Luis Gonzalez is going to be a pallbearer at John McCain's funeral. Retired Diamondbacks great. You know, Gonzo, you probably gave McCain his greatest sports moment when you got the hit against Mariano Rivera in the Yankees in 2001. You probably gave John McCain his biggest sports thrill of his life.
Well, I tell you what, he was a huge part of that with that team, because throughout that whole World Series, he was traveling back and forth with Mayor Giuliani at the time, and being a part of our organization at the same time, being an American patriot that he was, it just meant a lot to us. You know, when you think of the state of Arizona, he's our face. I mean, he's a guy who represents us, and he's one of those guys when you talk about, he's known all over the world. He's one of those special people that there's only a handful or maybe two handfuls of people that, you know, nowadays, when you mention their name, everybody knows who he is, and he's one of those people.
Luis Gonzalez, former Diamondback, is joining us. He is a pallbearer along with other major athletes from Arizona.
Shane Doan is one. He'll join us at 3:30.
Yeah. Shane Doan will come up too. If you were to say the one moment or the one, you know, interaction you had with John McCain that stands out among anyone else, what would it be?
I would say a little over a year ago, Doaner was at the ranch, myself, Fitz, we were all there for an event that he was having, and he had a huge amount of just amazing dignitaries. I mean, these are the elite of the United States of America, and, you know, in his ranch that sits way off a road, and we were a part of that, and there was a moment where he kind of put his arm around me and said, hey, come inside with me for a little bit, and went into his kitchen, talked for about 10, 15 minutes, had a cocktail with him, and just talked a little bit about life and how amazing this place was that he loved. This was his sanctuary, his ranch, his home away from home, and now him and Cindy love this place, and just to be able to spend that one-on-one time with him. And in my mind, I'm thinking, he's got all these amazing people here. Why is he spending, you know, the 5-10 minutes with me? You know, what made me different that he wanted to call me off? And that's the type of person that he was. He made you feel like you were a special person no matter what was going on. So, you know, that's something that I will always cherish and I'll always remember.
Gonzalo, I like how you said McCain is the face of Arizona. You're a great representative for Arizona, too. I'm sure that's why he wanted you to be a pallbearer. Thank you for coming on. Thanks for giving a couple stories about John McCain, and we'll talk to you down the line. Good to talk to you.
You got it, guys. Thank you very much.
Luis Gonzalez, retired D-backs World Series champion, will be a pallbearer at John McCain's funeral. Captain Coyote, Shane Doan, will also be a pallbearer. He'll join us at 3:30.
Yeah. All right, coming up, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey faces a high-wire act of choosing the successor for John McCain's seat. We'll tell you who he might choose next.